Hello everybody, this is Jocelyn.
And this is Maritza.
And today we don't have a specific topic,
but we've been talking, Jocelyn and I, and Hispanic Heritage Month came up.
And just so you guys know, we are both Hispanic, in case you didn't know.
First generation Hispanic here in America. So we thought that it was very important for us to discuss this topic because if it wasn't for Snapchat, I would not have known it was Hispanic Heritage Month.
Oh my god.
And I'm not even kidding. I
really?
Yeah, and I swiped to, you know how they have filters?
Mm-hmm.
And it said, Happy Hispanic Heritage Month. And
yeah, social media.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you do anything special? Because I don't.
I honestly don't, but I would like to see it more. Well, actually, the city of West Palm Beach actually has things going on.
Really? We should go.
Yeah. Remember the whole Mandel Library thing?
Yeah.
That's happening, and I think, I don't know, others. I mean, schools bring it up, not where I work, they don't bring it up.
Oh, they don't?
They don't. I mean, hey. It just depends. Not that they, like, don't consider it or... You know,
what do they have, like, Halloween decorations already?
Halloween, and we're just talking about fall, and unless other grade levels are working on that, but I think it's very important that we just keep that tradition alive and celebrate our people who have done change and have had an impact on America.
We should have a day where we dress and represent our country, like, just because, you know, like, just to go out or just...
I think they do have that.
No, I mean, but I'm saying, like, me and you, like, just wear something and a traditional outfit.
And we should make a dance move.
Like, or dance
like a chorus.
Traditional dances from our country, yeah.
That'd be cool. And the instruments. Right?
Yeah.
Marimba.
Yeah. We should have a day, yeah, dedicated to just our country.
Wait, they actually do, you idiot.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
What a day.
September 15th, Independence Day. Remember that? Yeah. That was, you didn't know that passed?
Yeah, I did, but I don't know. To me, it's just like whatever. It's like a regular day to me.
I think it was like when they got their independence. That day, we actually went to like a Hispanic restaurant because of that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wow, I need to do something then because I've never really done anything. Not even to celebrate Independence Day.
Dude, don't even like lose that part of yourself,
like,
man.
No.
Dude, like if you're not gonna pay attention to it or like actually do something, your kids are gonna be like.
In the U.S., I forget. I think I'm American.
Howdy, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But
who do you think are like super important Hispanic people who have done?
Frida Kahlo.
Yeah, no, true. Frida Kahlo.
Yeah, for you. I mean, for me, I don't know. Personally, that's the only Hispanic.
Frida Kahlo.
What's
that guy's name? Cesar Chavez. Don Francisco from Univision is pretty like. He's known in the Hispanic community in America,
yeah.
You know.
True.
Who else?
Spanish.
Cristina, remember Cristina? She had her show.
Oh yeah.
Cristina. Selena Quintanilla.
All the people from the novelas. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah, Univision, Telemundo. What's that newspaper? That's in West Palm Beach, the Hispanic newspaper. Latino, El Latino, something like that.
Somewhere.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's
super. We need to start speaking more Spanish too, because we've been living in the U.S. for so long and we forget.
You know what we should do?
Spanish.
One day we hang out, we should all just speak. Both of us speak Spanish.
We should make a podcast in Spanish.
That'll be you know, trying to speak Spanish. Honestly, at least for me personally, it's. I mean, I can speak it, and I talk to my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say I want to speak to a person who's actually, like, a lawyer or a doctor. Let's say... Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, a lawyer or doctor or a teacher that's mm-hmm. very fluent and know their stuff. That's when I get insecure
about
Spanish. And I have to, like, all right, I have to choose the proper word. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. I mean, I still do that in English. Imagine Spanish.
I know. But, yeah, it takes a lot more mental effort to me
mm-hmm.
for me to, like, think and... Hopefully it sounds intellectual, but then again, it flows and smoothly,
yeah.
You know?
Hey, as long as I get my point across, right?
Yeah, I guess.
But true.
Yeah.
But our next podcast should definitely be in Spanish, so Spanglish. Most likely it'll be Spanglish.
It should be all Spanish, though. Mm-hmm. Like, try. That should be your goal.
Yeah, we'll try to make it all Spanish. But...
yeah. I mean, I know my parents, like, thank goodness, my mom, like, cooks, like, every day. For the most part, not every, like, single, like, day, but most of the time. And I feel like
that
there's some...
That means you know how to cook.
No, that's the thing. Exactly. Like, she knows how to cook. No, like, and it's like, her, for example, her tamales, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a big thing in Christmas, and it's a very festive holiday tradition type of food that you eat during Christmas. But, I mean, I get the gist of it, but I don't know the specific process, and I don't know the amount of, like, ingredient for everything. But that's one of my favorite things. From the Hispanic
culture. I think when we move out, have our own families, we'll learn how to cook, right?
I don't...
Dude, we should be taking advantage of the time right now.
I told my mom, like, bro, I should be, like, taking notes how much ingredients you put on everything.
So, yeah.
Like, you know, mm-hmm. when I grow up and become, like, a mother, maybe a family, or, like, 50 years old, I know how to do my own tamales because of you. Because yeah. if I don't, then it dies right there, and that's going to be super sad.
No, we can't let it die. We got to keep it going.
Your mom makes tamales?
She only makes them on Christmas or like on birthdays and stuff like that, special occasions. Yeah. But not really.
My aunt makes tamales too. Those are good. Tamales de arroz is good. You like it?
Yeah.
People make chuchitos too. Chuchitos is basically like a miniature of like a freaking tamal, but mm-hmm. like not no mole. I think if I'm correct.
But chuchitos. Oh, the ones I make, my mom puts chicken in it.
Right.
With I don't know if it's
like mole a little
or
mole
like,
or like a little.
It's like red,
spicy
right?
sauce. Yeah, red.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like it a lot.
I think chuchitos are like a Guatemalan thing, right?
Yeah. And other Central American countries too, Honduras,
really?
Mexico.
Really? Chuchitos?
Yeah. It's not the exact way, but it's a different style on the ingredients to make. Or they add like a... They add dates. Sometimes, have you heard people add dates to tamales? Mm-hmm. If not dates, they put chile rojo or chile verde. Or sometimes when I do a tamale, some people, like, prefer to not have bone in it.
Oh,
or
yeah,
some people
yeah,
have... With bone, people think with mm-hmm. bone, it's more flavorful. Or you some ever, of them... Go ahead.
You ever had tamales de chipilín?
Yeah, you like that?
I haven't
had that in a while.
It's all right, yeah. But growing up, right. It was like, meh. It didn't seem appealing. Like, the smell just made me not want to eat it. But now okay. that I'm an adult, it's good.
Tamal de chipilín is basically like a tamal, but like with little green leaves. I'm sure that's beneficial, dude. Like, I'm sure they have like a whole bunch of benefits to
it.
It
better be a stank.
It doesn't stink. Yo, my mom growing up had a planta de chipilín, and she would like not always do it, but like whenever, every now and then, she would just like pluck them out of that little.
What is that in English? Like, what kind of
plant? I've actually like Googled it, but I've not. Actually, I'm lying. I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder, because I've never, like, if my mom never made that, I would have never known
yeah.
about that plant.
And it's actually edible, you know?
Yeah, but it look like, if you would smell it just like that, you would think, what the heck, you don't eat this?
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
We gotta keep it alive! Seriously, though. I'm not even kidding.
And we're gonna keep it going with our next podcast.
Alright, that was just a little gist.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna make sure to... make podcasts more regularly and maybe every week.
That's our goal, if not once every 2 weeks. But yeah, so I encourage you all, the Hispanic community who's hearing this right now, just keep your roots alive, because if you don't practice it or if you don't take it as an important, you know, aspect in your life, you're gonna forget about it and it's gonna die forever. And then you know how very diverse this country is. Mm-hmm. Your Mayan roots are gonna disappear. Mm-hmm. It's just very.
Stay tuned for our next YouTube video. We're gonna go to the Tikal temples in Guatemala.
I would love to go there.
Me too. Alright, well, that's all.
Have a great night. And I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.